Okay. First of all, it's a tremendous chus to be here and to see the newest YU faces. Look, I hope everybody knows each other. This side of the room is the guys who just came now, post Pesach. And if you don't know them, get to know them. And we have the January guys, and some old timers. Where's Jimmy? Okay, fine. Oh, there he is. I want to say over a maestro that Rabbi Lev Biderman, I heard from him a few weeks ago live, and I want to apply it to our lives. He said over the following maestro, he was talking about helping out at home with Pesach and the stress that's involved in helping out in Pesach, and that people oftentimes get angry. So he's talking about Kass. And he said the following mashal. It was a true story, not a true story. He said the following mashal that I'm not sure was printed, so I imagine this is a new mashal, and it's such an amazing, amazing mashal. There's a guy who had a major anger management problem. So he went to his Rebbe, and he told the Rebbe, I'm always getting angry. What am I supposed to do? I'm always getting angry. So the Rebbe told him to go outside and come back in a few minutes. Come back later. The next guy who came in to talk to the Rebbe, he had a different issue, but he said, in the meantime, I need you to do me a favor. The Rebbe goes to the window. He opens up the window and he turns to the second guy and he tells him, the guy outside waiting is working on his kass. On the way out, we're going to talk for a few minutes. On the way out, take a hot cup of tea. And as you're leaving, bump into him and spill the tea on him. Okay? And then after you get up again, so bump him again. So, of course, since the window is open, the guy heard the directions. The guy leaves the room of the Rebbe with a cup of tea in his hand. And he bumps into this guy. He says, oh, I'm so sorry. And the guy who had the anger problems is like, no, it's okay. No problem, it's okay. No problem, no problem, it's okay. And then as he falls down, he gets up again, he bumps again with his elbow and knocks him down again. He's, oh, I'm so sorry, it's an accident. And the guy's like, oh, it's okay, no problem, Gamzu Latova. So the guy with the anger problems comes into the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, okay, so do you have anger problems? He's like, yeah, I'm always getting angry. He's like, what do you mean? I just saw the guy bumped into you and you weren't angry. You didn't react with anger. You were fine. I don't think you have anger problems. It's like, Rebbe, I heard you. The window was open, and I heard you tell the guy to test me and to spill the tea on me. So of course I didn't get angry. I knew I was being tested. So turns to the Rebbe. The Rebbe turns to the guy. He's like, and what's the difference between real life and knowing you were being tested? Right now you knew you were being tested because you heard me tell the guy beforehand to prep you. Hello. Every time in life, you should know beforehand, everything's a test. And when you think about this yisod, it's just like, I used to just say it could only apply to anger management. But it's all of life. Rebbe Hashem is going to live for 120 years, and you know what Hashem is whispering in your ear? You're being tested. Can you imagine if you went through life like that? Come to wake up for Shacharis, you're being tested. And guess what? When you get out of bed and you come to Minyan, you're getting 100, right? And you go to breakfast and you're going to mumble a bracha, you're being tested. And then you go to first Seder and you want to talk about the playoffs. I just heard a guy came in this morning, he's like, oh, you're here for the playoffs? I'm like, what playoffs? Anyway, but you're being tested. Can you imagine if you lived life like that? It's all one big test. And I've been here for a few days, and I've met many, many people. Most of the people that I've met are passing and thriving during these tests. I met a very, very chashuv businessman in Los Angeles who's mamash on fire with ruchnius. Okay, this is a man who's a 50-year-old man. He's got 3 married kids. And I called him during morning Seder. I called him Sunday morning because I wanted to meet with him. I got his number and I wanted to meet with him. I called him one time at 11. I texted him at 11:30. I called him at 12, and then Bahashkocha Protest, I was driving down the street, and I saw him walking backwards to Sefrusa. I had it in the back of my mind. I said to myself, maybe on a Sunday morning he's learning. And guess what? This 50-year-old man who has plenty, Baruch Hashem, has been blessed. I said, I'm going to use this as a schmooze. The guy did not answer his phone. Okay? I mean, again, it was a strange number, but I texted him who I was, and he was interested in meeting with me. But Sunday morning, a working man spends his entire Sunday morning in Seder. And it's a beautiful thing. And I'll give you more examples. Tonight I went to Tinek to Beth Abraham to Daven Mincha. And Mincha was at 7:25. And at 7 o'clock I walked in. And I can tell you, there's a Torah Shrag alumnus who just came home from work. And he said he had a guy to ride, whatever. He was sitting there at Shnayim Rekha. I didn't want to disturb him. I just wanted to, you know, go to the back and not disturb him. And he's continued learning. And I met with other alumni this morning. He was telling me he knows Nebuch, he knows people who went for not 1 year, but 2 years in Eretz Yisrael. They're not, they're not the same way they left yeshiva. And I'm sure many of you know. And you know what the answer, is that if you realize that every day, every minute, every hour, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting you through a string of tests, so then you realize that you can pass them. And I can tell you this, and this is my biggest preach. This is my biggest pitch about life. And it's all about the Brian and Jeff, and it's all about the following Nakuda. That I can guarantee you, the same thing with the guy who met this morning who gave the yeshiva, who was good to the yeshiva, and who loves davening, who loves ruchnis, and who loves tishes. And the same thing about the guy who I saw tonight learning Shnayim Mikra, who didn't go home to watch the ball game or whatever else is going on. And the same thing with this Bala boss who happens to be a Bala Tshuva, who's 50 years old, doesn't spend his Sunday morning, I don't know, playing golf or whatever else he could do. He spends his Sunday morning learning. This much I can tell you, and this is my biggest pitch to you guys. I can tell you, not that I know everything, but I can tell you that the Jeffs in the world, the Bnei Torah in the world, the people that their lives are involved in Ruchnias, they can be big businessmen, they can be regular people, they can be people who aren't necessarily so successful. Their lives are generally exponentially happier and more fulfilling than the people that are not. I can tell you. But the Yetzer Hara looks at you guys and says, oh, what do I have here? I got some 19, 20, 20-year-old guys. If they pass all their tests now when they're young and single, so then if they pass all the tests, they're headed to Olam Haba in 120. Let's get them. Let's take them by the ears and let's take them and let's bring them down. Let's show them this type of taiva and this taiva and this distraction, and let's destroy their soul and let them not marry a firm girl and let them not build a home of Torah mitzvahs. And you know what? Nebuch, I'm always in tears. I'm not trying to be too intense. This is life. You look at the room now, Baruch Hashem, everybody's here in the base medrash, okay? Everybody's here. Everybody here is in holding and learning. And the Yetzirah looks at you and he sees fresh meat. He wants to take you by the ear and bring you down. If he ruins you now, it's one of my favorite ideas that I always say over the Shmuzes, that if Baruch Hashem, you should be zeichah to get married and have children. If you make a calculation, and I don't want to give too many details about these talmidim. I was with one of my old students, and I was near his grandfather, why hold his hamish yid. I'm like, don't you want to be like him? Don't you want to be like him? You know, if you look at a grandparent who has Yiras Shemayim, and you're like, you want to be like that person? You want to build a family and legacy in Yiras Shemayim of Bnei Torah? So it's all in your hands. Like the calculation I oftentimes make, let's say you have many, many children, but let's just say you have four children. You could be 80 years old with 64 descendants. Do you know what that means? And the Yetzer Hara knows that. Look, you guys are all, I'm looking around the room, I see Bnei Torah, people who are in learning, people who daven properly, people in Yerush Shemayim, and the Yetzer Hara has the crosses, as we learned in the Gemara Kedushin, so if you're Rosh Hashanah, Tzadik, Makash HaMiso, the Yetzer Hara wants to destroy you. He wants to kill you. He looks at you. I'm looking around. Look at you. Look at the Bnei Torah that are here. Look at you. You're Bnei Torah and you're Bnei Torah and Bnei Aliyah. And he looks at you and says, "Oh gosh, how do I get this guy?" And like I said before, just like the guy who was by the Rebbe, when he heard that the guy was going to spill a cup of tea, I feel bad. The guy missed the mushel. I'll tell it to you maybe afterwards. But this is a very, very important mushel. He knew that he was being tested. All of a sudden, when you know you're being tested, oh, I can do this. right? What's the pshat? You know, I'm just thinking about a mashal on the fly, right? Of course, if a guy, listen, if you know you have a test coming up, I see a guy, some guy told me just now, he's studying for a test, he can't come, he's studying for a test. You know you're having a test, you prepare, and you do well. But what happens in a pop quiz? Oh no, pop quiz. Rabosai, life is a massive test. It's a massive test. It's a string of tests the entire life. I don't know how else to tell you this. I look around the room. Each one of you can do it. Can do it. Mamish. I met with these people, tremendous, B'nai Torah, B'nai Aliyah. All you have to do is say, I'm going to pass every test. And you know what? Guess what? It's almost impossible to pass every test. And if you fail a test, no problem. You hang out with the wrong crowd. You do the wrong thing one night. B'seder. But don't forget, you're here for a very long time, and just because you fail one test doesn't mean you're a failure. And don't let the HR convince you that. Shevi Yipol Tzadik Yikom is Mamash, the most important thing many guys need to know. You may fall 7 times, you may fall 8 times, you may fall 9 times. But the only way to become a Tzadik is to keep on getting up. It's so partial to me. I can see the chush. I give a bracha and a tefillah to everyone. I'm gonna end off one line is a little bit heavy. I'm saying, you know, there are tests, and I was talking to somebody the other day, like, you know, like 3 tests for actuaries and 5 tests for CPA and all these things, and tests go on and on. You know what? I have to tell you, you know, just being around, just meeting people and seeing 120 years is not such a long time. Okay? You won't have to be tested for 120 years. That much I can tell you. Okay? You can stick it out and pass all those tests. I'm going to finish with the following heavy statement. And just like, it may be a little bit heavy, but maybe it'll strike the right chord. And I think, I mean, again, this is all about, if you look at yourself seriously, look at life seriously. And again, I'm not, you can enjoy yourself, you can exercise, you can play ball, you can schmooze, as the mission of it says, miyut tzicha, miyut shena, it's positive. You need to have a little bit of sleep, you need to have a little joking around, miyut tzchok, for sure, there's no shilas, no, it's every, right? The whole mission of us is all positive. So it's not negative, it's not like the miyut shena, miyut tzchok, miyut derech, it's not there that the ultimate is zero. No, you're supposed, it's a positive. The Gros says, you're supposed to have positive. You need that. And Rav Gershon Adelson, that somebody reminded me that I said over, that the guys who were most in yeshiva, people took a walk at night. You gotta be normal. Don't be too intense. Don't be. First of all, there's no correlation. Being intense 24/7 doesn't mean you're gonna get all halva. Let me finish with this. What I wanted to tell you, and just if you look at life like that, and I again back to Brian and Jeff. Jeff is not missing out. Brian's missing out. Nebuch. Right, he thinks he runs after all his taivas, and he feels like 2 cents, and then he goes to another taiva and another taiva. Just be Jeff. You can work in the business world. You can make a parnasa. It's not a stira. Just, you know, just how difficult it is. I met a guy just tonight. He learns from 6 to 6:30 with the chavrusa mishnah brura. You know, like it's okay. That's his thing. I mean, okay. I hope you guys can do more. An hour before that, you know, in the morning before, an hour after. Let me finish with this one anecdote. That's a little bit intense, but I think it's important. And I really believe this. I mamish believe this. You will not miss out in life. You're not. You're not missing out. And I look around the room, and Baruch Hashem, the guys that are here, Baruch Hashem, you're on the trajectory to pass the test. Baruch Hashem, I'm still going to have a Hasidic cleaning lady. The Hasidic cleaning lady was very close to her grandmother. She used to talk about her grandmother. Her grandmother's mamish major tzaddikus. She supported her husband. She was like some sort of real estate agent for apartments. Her husband sat and learned all day. And she did moly chesed. She was mamish. I think my wife told me that she always used to speak about her. She was mamish major tzaddikus. She passed away a few months ago. And after Shiva, again, this is not for the faint at heart, but this is important to say it over because I think it's important to know this. After the show, she came to her son in a dream. And she told her son in a dream that the din in Shemayim is very serious. It was real. Real and serious. But Baruch Hashem, I passed. Again, I think everybody in this room can live on Me'aves and Shana in a situation where you guys can pass. I'm confident. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that you were born where you were born. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows which high school you went to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows you went to Torah Shaga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows you know why you. And this, he knows. He knows your distractions. He knows the Yitzhar Hara. He knows. And But I also know that they're Talmidim of Torah Shraga. They're Mamash. I can again, still early, but who am I to vouch? But they're on the Olam Haba. I meet a lot of them all the time. I'm not going to talk about the other half, but the other part. It should be half. Halavai, but other people. But you guys, every single person in the room, you just have to know. Life is geschmack. It's geschmack to be a yid. There's so much geschmack. I mean, it's like the famous story of Aaron Kotler. Somebody came and says, "Oh, look at my Olam Haba. I've been supporting. I support Lakewood. I support Torah. I have so many schools, and I'm going straight to Olam Haba. It's amazing." And Aaron Kotler said to him, "He said, what about your Olam Hazeh? Rabbi Yisai, if you live a life of learning Torah, of living Torah, that's Olam Hazeh. You can. I don't know everything about the world, but the people that I see very happy people who are Bnei Torah." I'm sure the other people are also happy, but it's not the same. I spent Shabbos with somebody who's on fire with Torah and Yerushimayim and Chesed. His smile's contagious and infectious. I just give one bracha and a tefillah that we keep this in mind. When you go, you're not missing out on life. There is no FOMO by doing the right things. And one of my Rebbeim told me this, when you do the right thing, you never lose. When you learn for an extra 5 minutes, when you say no to any distraction, any of the Yetzirah, you say no. Guys, it's open. It's the Gemara in Kedushin we learned last year. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is whispering, I'm telling you. He wrote the pasuk in the Torah. It says, I think it's the Nach, no? Sefer Rosh L'Tzadik M'Vash L'Tzadik. In Torah it says, L'Pesach Tachas Rovbeis, by Kain Hevel. At the opening. Guys, he already told us. This is one big test. He sends it to her after. Rush it to her, Rush Torah Tavlin. This is all, he's whispering like the Rebbe. I'm testing you. Whether you just came off the boat and you just started your post-Pesach, whether you've been here for 3 years, wherever you've been, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. There's no pop quizzes. It's open and clear. I'm sending out the most dangerous, most intense Yetzirah who doesn't stop. He wants to kill you. And there's no secrets over here. Rabbi, it's so achievable. It just has to be real. You have to have that value system in place, and you have to want it. But I can tell you, you won't lose. You do, and you won't miss out on life. I promise you. Right, as the mission of us tells us. Right, Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, v'ashrecha b'olam haba. It's not that hard. It's like the Gemara in Sukkah that many of you have seen at the end of the Shechta. Right, but the Rishoyim, right? I was saying the Rishoyim, they cry over the Yetzirah. Oh, it's a tiny thread. I can't believe the Yetzirah got me. I ruined my whole life because I just couldn't get over that tiny little thread. And the Tzaddik cries. What does he cry? He says, I can't believe I was able to live a life of Torah and Mitzvahs with that Yetzirah that's thick as a rope. Rabbi, I can go on for hours. I really can. But I know guys have things to do, guys have studied, and the fact that you came here is already a raya. I just, a bracha and a tefillah. You know, we're all trying to work on ourselves. Life is a string of many, many, many tests. But Ashreichem, and Ashrei me, Ashrei the person that knows it's all a test. Right? That guy, he spilled a cup of tea on him, he knows he's being tested, what's the big deal? Everybody say, your phone rings during Seder, your friend comes and says, come out, let's choose about, I don't know what. You're being tested. And you know what, I want to say one more thing, this is a very big episode. When you pass the test or succeed over a test, and you learn for an extra 5 minutes instead of going out to shmooze or whatever it is, whatever other distraction, you should dance and go crazy. That's what the stipler says. When a person has a certain taiva, and he overcomes the taiva, he thinks, oh, okay, big deal, I overcame the taiva. No, you know what's going on in Shemayim? They're throwing a massive party about you. The Malachim are dancing for you. Every time you say no to the Yetzirah, here physically you don't see it. But do we know what we're doing to our neshama? Do we know what we're doing in Shemaim? Do we know what kind of score we're getting for that huge test after 120? And that's my bracha to you, to feel the success and feel the geshmak of doing the right thing, to feel the geshmak when you say no, right? Okay, when I was growing up, it was just say no to drugs, okay? Just say no to the Yetzirah. Just say no. Just say no. And I'm telling you, every time you say just say no, your mom is... You have to know. It's my bracha, my tefillah, that each and every one of you should live a life with the recognition that it's just one big 120-year test. That's all it is. And it's so achievable. So achievable. And I'm going to say the next word that I love, and it's so true, it's so achievable, and it's so enjoyable. It's not like the, oh wow, you can't do this, can't do that. I mean, that's my favorite shavuos word from Rus, right? Rus said, I won't sleep how you sleep. It's all positive. You're not missing anything. Do you think the guys who go on the shuttle and go do whatever they do, you think they're loving, you think they're enjoying life? Do me a favor, okay? Do a research study. Do me a favor. I hate to be intense. I hate to be so blunt. I'm serious. Do a research paper. You think the tzaddikim that I'm looking at over here that spend their day and their hours and their days doing Melechus Shemayim? You guys are the losers. You guys, we're going out to town. We're going to hang out. Come on. No, it's not true. It's pashut not true. I think it's pashut. Okay? And you guys, it's so posh. Ashrechem ul hazer, ashrechem ul mahabba. Okay? Is this going to help? Again, that's. And every time you have a test, you say, Hashem, this is a huge test for me. Help me. First of all, ask Hashem for help. It's another lesson I heard today. Somebody told me that he was, he didn't know his shidduchim. He's like, oh, shidduchim. He's like, he's going crazy for shidduchim. Crazy. Somebody told him, I have an eitzah for you. It's called tefillah. Just start davening. And guess what? Soon afterwards, a crazy story. Somebody set him up with a girl. He never, and the whole story never would have happened. And it's going well. Ask me in a few weeks or a few months if it happens, if it finishes. But I think it sounds like it is. If you're having a struggling, say Hashem, I can't do it. The Yitzhara is too strong. How can you send me this Yitzhara? I can't. Hashem says, oh, you're dominating to me. Ask me for help. You're trying. I'll save you. I can go on and on. I just can't tell you enough. It's so achievable and it's enjoyable. You're not missing out. You think you're obeying? Okay, now I'm talking about myself. You think you're obeying that are kedoshim v'tayrim. You think they enjoy life less because they don't know what's going on in the world and playoffs and other types that people run after? Dude, come on. I don't know if I can convince you. You can take my word for it, but I think. Open your eyes a little bit. I think you'll notice. I think there's no way in the world anybody can tell me that a guy like Jeff is enjoying life less than Brian. I don't think it's possible. I just don't think it's possible. It's not true, and it's not that hard. It's I'm not telling you to learn Kolof the rest of it. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you to get. You can. I'm not speaking out against it. I'm not speaking against it. Okay. But if you want to be the most chashuvah bala boss who makes a living and works in the world and is kovetim with Torah and davens like a mensch and has yirshma, make Hashem a part of your life. That's all you got to do. It's not that hard. Hashem, please help me every 5 seconds and make Hashem part of your life. Baruch and tefillah, they should all pass every single test. And enjoy your life doing it.